We're gonna lift up the name of Jesus tonight. Fix our eyes on Him. He's so worthy to be praised. Let's sing it out tonight.
Praise the name of the
see Jesus face to face. Jesus.
love that verse that says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise a standard against it. And I've heard it preached before that it's not the enemy that comes in like a flood, but it's God that comes in like a flood. So when the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, God will come in and raise a standard against it. So if you're here tonight and maybe you feel overwhelmed, let's just pray tonight that He would send a flood of rain and it would saturate every part of our life, every part of our soul, every aspect, every part. Hallelujah. Hear the word, roaring is thunder, with a new future to tell. For the dry season is over, there is a cloud beginning to swell. Do you believe that tonight? To the skies, heavy with blessing, lift your eyes, offer your heart. Jesus Christ, open the heavens, now we receive the Spirit of
more and more.
like a flood, we receive. Let's just do that. Do you receive that tonight? I want you to just lift up your hands. I believe the words to this song, that like a flood right now over your life, the word expectation has been in my spirit for 2 weeks now. With expectation right now, let's lift our hands and believe that like a flood, Jesus is going to sweep over you right now with blessings, with refreshing, with healing, with power. Come on, begin to stir up your spirit right now. Receive from Jesus. Lord, I thank you that all over this place, that you are flowing, that you are moving, that you are moving right now. And with expectation, we believe and we come before you with confidence, knowing that you are moving for us, each and every person. Come on, in your own words, begin to just speak to Jesus right now. Let him know what it is that you need for your life, for your body. Let's agree together right now that like a flood, he is coming in. Come on, Heather, sing that again. Receive it right now.
Like a flood,
he's coming.
Hallelujah.
We receive it. Begin to just thank him. Thank him for your miracle. Thank him for what he's done in your life over these past couple weeks of prayer and fasting. It doesn't have to stop. We continue to press in. So in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for all the things that you have done, how you are moving, how you are touching every single person, not only themselves, but their families, their workplace. God, I pray that we don't keep it to ourselves any longer, that every place we go, wherever we step our feet, God, that you use us, God, that we walk in obedience tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that you are going to move in this service in a powerful way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can all have a seat tonight. We're so thankful that you are here on a Sunday night at Charleston Church. And maybe you're here for the very first time, and we want to welcome you as our guest. So Charleston Church, could you help me tonight and welcome our guest here? If you've never been here before, in front of you in the seat back, you'll see a card that looks just like this. Is a connection card. Go ahead, take one, fill it out, put it in the offering bucket as they come down in just a few minutes. But we just want to get to know you a little bit better. How many of you are so excited for all the things that are going on here at Charleston Church? Amen?
Amen. And we want to stay connected with you. You know, this coming week, we have our first Wednesday service already. We're in October. We're closer to Christmas. Awesome, right? There's only a very few people in this place that enjoy the snow like I do. So it's okay. I'm still working on all of you. But for October, on Wednesday night, we have our first Wednesday service, and there is something for everybody. I mean, we're talking nursery all the way up to senior citizens. So we are ready, and like I said before, we're expecting great things to happen. So I pray that this week, as you're getting ready and prepared for our service, that you come with expectancy that God is going to do something specific for each and every one of you. And out in the Epic Center, the Ignite group and the Soulfire group will be meeting. And I'm really excited for that as both youth departments come together and receive from the Lord. Kids on the Move will be out in the fellowship hall, and then there'll be a service in here. So make sure to make plans to be with us here on Wednesday evening. And then starting next Sunday, say October 7th, we are going to be starting our Empowering Education, the Winter Coat Drive. And this is such an exciting time. I know we just finished up with the school supplies, and I had the opportunity to go out with Mariah and Darcy, and it's just so wonderful to walk into those schools. And when we get to go and take all of the coats and all of the mittens and the hats, it's going to be so wonderful. It's exciting because we talk about it every time we go. Every time we go in, it's like another door opens, and we have opportunities to speak with the principals and the superintendent. So just pray with us that even more doors will be open as we go, and we're able to bring all of these coats and mittens and hats to the schools. So ushers, if you want to make your way down here tonight, you know, I was thinking about the offering and how excited, I think I've said this before, I always get when I can get on my computer and I can give to the Lord. You know, when we give our tithe and our offering, our tithe is required, right? 10%, it is required of us. But after that, the Bible talks about tithe and offering. And when you give more, than that, what is expected of you, that's what God sees. And it says, when you give, you shall what? What's the word say? Receive. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I believe that for every single one of us here tonight, as we give and we're able to see all the different things that we're able to do to go out into the community, I'm just excited to see all the new things that we're going to be able to do throughout the year. Amen? So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity for each and every one of us to give. God, I thank you for every person and every family that's represented here and online. God, what an opportunity it is for every single one of us to give into your kingdom. Lord, we're excited for what you are doing, how you're moving in this place. But God, we don't want to keep it here. We want to take it out everywhere that we go. So Lord, I pray that you just bless this offering tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, good evening, everyone. Stay with me, if you would, musicians. Praise God. I can't wait to see you Wednesday night. We have something real special going on every Wednesday, first Wednesday, that is. So everybody needs to come and be a part of that service. All right. I have to look you over a little bit. I'd like to know who it is, what it is, where it is. All right, good. Is everybody feeling good? I'm just going to stand here and smile at you for a minute until you just start doing it without even trying. Just now, some of you are going to fight it. Not you're going to win, trust me. But I'm just going to look at you a little bit. All right. Study the crowd. Isn't this what we do, Dr. Bell? Study the crowd. Know the people. Know the people. About six rows back after that, I can't see one of you because of the lighting, that the way it is here tonight. But that's all right. Well, God's been so good to us over these past week, this past, well, 2 weeks, over this past year. How many would say God's been good to you this year? Huh? It's been a good year. This has been a good year. How about the year's not over, as Kelly told us? We got some better weather coming. It is. It's better weather. I can't wait to get out of this heat streak. I want frost and snow. I want hard ground. I want white-tailed deer to be in rut. I want it all. I want it all. Yes, yes, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God. If you do get a chance, stop by the fellowship hall. It's not 100% done yet, but boy, it's awful close. Maybe 88.43%. And we got chairs and some more things to do in there, but it looks fantastic. I think you'll be real proud of it. And if we get into a night this winter where there's a little bit of snow and it scares all the southerners off, or the new people, to Maine off, then we may just go out there and have service there a little bit out there. Let me just say thank you to all the ladies that made the ladies' conference a massive success. Let's honor the team, worship, tear down, set up, everybody. Just a great, great event. And every year it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I heard Adalys did a fantastic job inspiring and encouraging the ladies. So ladies, smile. Act like it was not that long ago, if you would please. Let's stand together tonight. Let's stand together tonight. Let's sing this song, I Am Blessed. I Am Blessed. Whichever you want to sing, whichever one you... That's all the words I know of it right there. This morning I took three songs and made them one. It was like worship soup. I made my own worship chowder. And I know it's like the song person back there was like taking this and that. I don't mind. I don't know. The Lord knows. The Lord knows. So whichever song you feel like, whatever song's got a word blessed in it. The old one? That sounds good. I know that one. Sing it, well, I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live here. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning or I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I know it's not 100 miles an hour, but it's not a sad song. I am. It's not convincing whatsoever when you do that. To me, even. And God's like, with what? What are you blessed with? Now, I'm going to talk to you about the Holy Spirit here tonight. Good night. I'm going to talk to you about the Holy Spirit here tonight. And the Bible refers to Him as the blessing. And so if that's true, which it is, then that means if you want the blessing, you've got to appreciate the blessing. And so they're going to sing it again. And I want you tonight to just begin to admire the Holy Spirit and begin to be grateful for the Holy Spirit. And that tonight, because of the blood of Christ, you are blessed with the power of the Holy Spirit. This is a real, noticeable, result-driven blessing. I am blessed. Confess your sadness somewhere else. Confess your sobriety in another church. But tonight, you and I, we are not gonna be. We are blessed. Declare it. I'm blessed. Come on, let's sing it together, Heather. Let's sing it, church. Great choir. I'm blessed. I am blessed. Declare it. Well, I am blessed. Every day that I live here. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless us afresh tonight. You guys leave Saturday? You leave Saturday. Would you bring your team and let's pray for those that are here tonight? Matt and Alicia and a group of our folks from this church are heading out to Haiti to the orphanage that together ourselves and the Sunday school have made sure that they have been fed all year. We've taken that on ourselves. And also working on building the new church. We haven't given you any updates, but the youth department is a little less than $2,000 away from raising their $12,000, which somebody else said they'd give $12,000. And between the two, they're going to build a brand new church and a feeding auditorium that will seat 500 people. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. So I can't wait for you guys to go and see what has been done in the orphanage and then get some footage of the new place that's going to take place. And look, not everybody's called to go to Haiti, but we can all be a part of it. Amen. We can all be a part of it. So I would ask that everybody in the family that would come and gather around our brothers and sisters here. There may be a few more that are going that are not here tonight, but we want to just gather. Come quickly. Come quickly. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be timid. You say, oh, I never leave my seat. This should be a good reason to leave your seat. Come on over here and pray with us. Let's pray together. And this is wonderful, 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 wonderful. We want to see children taken care of. We want to see people saved. Everybody healthy, nobody, no sickness, no disease. No sense of thinking about that. Those of you that are back there, stretch your hands this way. Let's pray together. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Matt and Alicia Parker and their family. God, their desire, their zeal, their calling. This is a calling. This is not just an interest. This is not just something that they like. They're not even a passion, but it's a calling. God, you've given them a mantle. I pray, God, that you'll give them divine direction, a sensitivity as they always have, to be careful and guided step by step. Let this trip be the best trip that they have ever led, that the team has ever gone on. I pray, God, that they'll go blessing. I pray they go blessing Pastor Rigo. I pray they go blessing the children that you love so very much. I pray, God, that every step they take is taking territory, ground, making kingdom advancement, not just for the orphans, but for the church and for all the churches in that region. I pray, God, that you'll open doors of favor. I ask, God, for divine protection and healing for the entire team. I pray, God, their hearts just overwhelmed with compassion and with faith and with ministry. I believe they'll lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. I believe that they'll minister light to the lost and they shall be saved. I believe, God, they'll minister deliverance and they will be free. In the name of Jesus Christ, we believe the kingdom of God is growing, expanding, going forward, and the gates of hell will not hinder what is going to take place in this ordained, anointed group of men and women, God. I pray, God, that there be connections that will begin to always move everything forward for Pastor Rigo. We give you glory in advance. We expect everything to not go well, but to go better than well. Exceed expectations. Do what only you could get the credit for. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We can't wait to hear what happens. Gonna take your video camera, Minnie? All right. Good. Thank you, guys. Praise God. Let's grab our Bibles while we're standing and open them to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 22. Deuteronomy 22. I believe you're coming to church tonight is gonna have some results. Praise God. Deuteronomy 22. I have some really exciting, astonishing, encouraging news to share with you. Just kind of waiting for the right moment, time, and tonight's not it, but something that was prophesied of this church over 50 years ago, and there have been repeated prophecies over this, and it is now coming to pass. And I want to make sure that everything is the right timing to share that with you. So I'm excited to share it with you, build a little expectation and anticipation among you. I'm just going to assure you, God is up to some great things. God's not just up to some great things for the church. God's up to some great things for you. Amen? Deuteronomy 22, verse 9. Somebody say that. I'm blessed. Remember our commitment this morning. I challenged you on your way to work every day this week. Shut that stupid radio off. You don't need to hear any more news. I don't have to convince you of that. But just take your time, your road time, thanking God for His goodness. Thank God for His goodness. All right? All right. That's Deuteronomy 22, verse 9. A little farming advice for you tonight, if you're looking for some. You shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seed, lest the yield of the seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard be defiled. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey. Wow. Isn't that awesome? Don't you feel better? Aren't you glad? That's even inspired information right there, but there's some revelation in it. Jesus, please help me. Amen. You can be seated. Praise God. Wonderful. Thank you for reading God's word with respect. I appreciate it. Tonight, I don't want to spend as much time on that first part verse, but here's the premise, and I'm going to preach that first verse another time. But here's the thing that the big thing God is speaking to me out of this is, I want to be productive. I want you to be productive. I just feel like if Jesus was going to shed His blood, go through such a brutal cross and death, how many of you want Jesus to be pleased with the fact that He did that for you? Like, I think there's going to be some people that go to heaven and God's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Then there's others God's going to say, well, you're done. And I don't want to be in that line. I want Him going to the cross I want that happening for me to be something with results. And so seed and harvest is a biblical pattern. I love the way that God does it because it's such a simple truth that it's easy. I think almost anybody can get it. You take a seed, you put it in the ground, and you get a harvest. God's so good. From Genesis 1 throughout Revelation, there's taught that. But it is possible to sow seed. Now let me just stop and say something about seed. Seed is your gifts, your talents, your faith, your relationships, your influence, your family, your finances, your opportunities, your abilities. These are all things that God has put in our lives as seed. And God has put those things in our lives so that if we parent as a seed, we'll have a harvest of a generation of holiness. That if we would plant seeds of prayer, we would have answers of miracles. That if we plant seeds of evangelism, we'd have a harvest of souls. I think that we have a lot of people that want harvest, but they don't understand it doesn't come until there's a seed planted. There are results. There's responsibility required. And so, how many of you have planted one garden and done all right with one part of the garden and not done so well the other part of the garden? Maybe you had a row of corn and some of the corn came up real well and some of it just hardly came up at all. You got carrots and some of the carrots is just Bugs Bunny worthy and then some of it's just not worth anything. I think that there are people that need to understand that are new to the concept of a God that gives results, that just because you plant or you're faithful and obey, that you just walk away and you do nothing with it. That you do the right thing and then just do anything else you want. And that's really what Moses is saying, giving them a principle that you cannot do one thing and then do something the opposite and expect the first thing to have results that you want. Okay? Okay, let's just get real nitty-gritty then, okay? You cannot gossip about your neighbor and intercede for them. Oh, you just showed up to church. You cannot criticize your child's teacher and expect them to receive education from them. Okay? When we do one thing, we can cancel the good thing by participating in the wrong thing. Because everything has a harvest. Seeds of righteousness produce a harvest, but so do seeds of disobedience. And oftentimes, in a casual Christian culture with a lack of holiness, we see people planting good seeds on Sunday, bad seeds Monday through Saturday, and then quit church and say it doesn't work. Okay? So Moses is saying, he's giving them this picture. Make sure when you plant a seed that you do it with solidarity and you protect it. Now, I'll address that another time. He carries the message of mixed messages over to the donkey and the ox. And he says, if you can picture it in your mind, a yoke, a wooden yoke, over the big, broad shoulders of an ox. And then under the other side of the yoke, a donkey. I'm not going to do it. Donkey. That's how donkeys sound in my world. Be thankful I didn't use the King James tonight, by the way. He's giving them this principle that you cannot be unequally yoked. Now, let me just stop here because we got some real scholars on one side of the building. And the rest of us are still figuring it out, including me. But the ox, let's just come back to a thing called types and shadows. A type and shadow is like, and I noticed, oh, I can't see it on that screen because that's a white screen. Can you see this shadow? Can you see that shadow right there? Can you see that shadow? All right, there's a shadow right there. What's on the wall? My hand. You can see the shadow, but you cannot really, if you're blinded to this, you don't on the wall see my hand, you just see the shadow. You see that it is outlining the real thing, but how many know it's not the real thing? Right. I'm going to teach some of you how to go to church. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach my hand to speak in tongues in a minute. All right. So that's my hand right there. Okay? There's nothing in the shadow that's lying about the real thing. It is just a shadow, but you can't see my fingernails, you can't see my knuckles, you can't see the blood vessels, you can't see my skin. You can't see any marks on the inside of my hand. Now, the shadow is not my hand, but the shadow's not misrepresenting my hand. It's just somewhat in the form of my hand. So what God does is the Old Testament gives us examples that are shadows of the reality of what is revealed in the New Testament. So Joseph is kind of a shadow in the Old Testament of what Jesus is in the New Testament. I'm going to help you understand because God wrote both the Old and the New Testament. Don't throw the Old Testament out. He wrote it. He's the same God. And so the ox and the donkey are a type and shadow. The ox is a shadow of God, the Holy Spirit. The donkey is you. You're the donkey. Turn to your neighbor and say, he just called you a donkey. And my job tonight is to pin a tail on the donkey right here as I preach tonight. The donkey is the force, is your flesh. And it's not necessarily bad. Don't be so hard on yourself. And you have a choice. Are you going to get linked up with your flesh, or are you going to get linked up with the Holy Spirit? Because if you think that you can get linked up with the donkey's not built to produce. The donkey's not built for seed time. The donkey's built for talking. Right? That's all donkeys do. They talk. Donkeys talk and move, talk and move, talk and move. It's interesting that when God chose to speak to Balaam, he picked a donkey. Why? Because that's all donkeys do. They talk and move, talk and move. How many know some religious people? That's all they do. Talk and move, talk and move. I love this church. I love this ministry. 3 weeks later, they're saying it at another church. All they do is talk and move, and watch live stream. Talk and move, and do this. Talk and move, and never do anything, never produce anything. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is not, America is not sliding spiritually because of an abundance of donkeys. It's a lack of donkeys. It's sliding away because there's too many donkeys. There's too much talk, too much commotion. What we need is the presence of the ox, the power of the Holy Spirit, who knows how to dig in, who knows how to overcome, who knows how to work, who knows how to get with the job and get the job done. That's what we need. We need. And I'm telling you, if you link up with the flesh long enough, you'll never produce what God wants you to produce. That's as mean as the message is going to get. Tonight I want to inspire you. I want to encourage you. Get linked up, yoked up with the ox, the Holy Spirit. Linked up with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, for the law of Moses says, you must not muzzle an ox to keep it from eating it as it treads out the grain. Was God thinking about only oxen when he said this? Wasn't he actually speaking to us? Yes, it was written for us so that the one who plows and the one who threshes the grain might both expect a share of the harvest. Paul is quoting Deuteronomy 25, verse 4, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Now, literally, in context, Paul is saying when traveling ministries come in, you should not starve them, you should take care of them. But he's also borrowing Deuteronomy 25, verse 4, saying that when the ox is free, the ox can get some stuff done, and the ox ought to be fed. Watch in Proverbs 14, verse 4. Without oxen, a stable stays clean. But you need a strong ox for a large harvest. Y'all stuck on the donkey thing. You're at church Sunday night. You probably don't have that big an issue. I'm talking to people who are not going to link up with what the flesh can do. I'm talking to people that want to link up and see what the Holy Spirit can do. Amen. When the stable stays clean, that means the ox is gone. If you want a 100% predictable life, if you want absolute control over everything, if you want to be comfortable, and if you want to have your own way, and if you want to be liked by everybody, and if you want to be the Don Juan of our generation, and if you want to just never have a challenge, and you never want to be corrected, and you never want to be challenged, and you never want to be pushed out of your comfort zone, then you don't want the Holy Spirit. You just want a really clean stable. I think that we often have far too clean hearts and far too clean homes and far too clean families and far too clean businesses because nothing unpredictable happens. Everything that happens is planned. Everything that happens is comfortable. Everything that happens is something that we just long to hold on to our little control freakazoid type of lifestyle. The Bible says if you want a clean harvest, a clean, predictable, boring life, just say to the Holy Spirit, you stay there at the church on Sunday, I'll visit you, I'll hear about you, and I'll rejoice for people that live by, but don't complain if your life is boring, stale, unproductive. How many friends? We need this church to get a bunch of oxes running all through it. Because the Bible says you can have a clean stall, but you can starve to death. But if you want a large harvest, get yourself linked up with the power of the Holy Spirit. This morning, people coming to Christ, people receiving the Lord, people being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Some of you miss the best part of the service when you leave. People being touched and ministered, that's not stuff that you plan. Tonight, I believe that God wants to do stuff that are not just right down to the finite point, bullet points. We need plans. We need bullet points. We ought to have vision. The God we serve makes plans. But I'm just going to tell you, all you can get when you make your plans is to do what you plan. But if you want a large harvest, Is there anybody here tonight that wants a large harvest? Is there anybody here tired of what you can produce and want something only God can produce? I'll tell you what the simple answer is. Get linked up with the person of the Holy Spirit. You know, donkeys have to work awful hard to get the ground ready, but the ox is like, hmm. Why? Because that's what he's built for. That ox has got thick skin. That ox is just built to plow. The ox sees a rock and he puts his shoulder to it. The ox sees a wall and he puts his shoulder to it. Today, I want to tell you, if you're wrestling, if you're struggling, if you're worried, if you're anxious, if you're overexhausted, it's because you've been linking up with the flesh. Tonight, I commend to you to link up with the Holy Ghost. Let him do the heavy lifting. Let him do the plowing. Let him take care of everything for you. I'm thinking about changing the name of the church. I know you find that a shock. The Ox Church. No, I like Charleston better. Let me talk to you about an ox. It leaves a mess. But how many know it's time for the Lord to come in and start messing up what the devil's been trying to do in some of the families around here? Mess up what he's trying to do with some of our kids. Our kids are under attack. I'm ready for the ox to come in and just start throwing his weight around. The kids that are just backsliding, I wait for the ox to come in and say, you're not going to stay backslidden. The Holy Ghost is stronger in his will than you are in yours. People just can't even get out. They can't hardly do anything except for work because they've linked up with the flesh. I encourage you tonight, before we're done, we're going to link up with the Holy Spirit. Let me just tell you a few things about the ox, why we need the ox, and then we're going to pray. Number one, you need an ox to produce increase. The ox is the Holy Spirit's job in your life. Watch, is to help you harvest. I want the Holy Spirit. I said, if you're lacking harvest, it's proof that you lack yoking with the Holy Spirit. And I want this church to not just reap the harvest of people leaving somebody else's church to come to our church. How many think we ought to be reaping a harvest of people that were going to hell come in here and meet Jesus and start going to heaven? You can't do that. I can't do that. Our programs can't do it. But I tell you what, the ox can do it. The Holy Spirit can do it. How many of you can think of somebody at your job right now, your job, you would drop if you saw them come to the altar? Any of you, you don't all work in church, I hope. You know what? The people you think is impossible to see ever come to church, the ox can move them out of their place and get them. Only the Holy Ghost. It was Cameron. Cameron told me today, tonight. Cameron, stand up, Cameron. I want people just to see you. There's Cameron right over there. Did he not do a fantastic job testifying this morning? Thanks, man. Doctor told him he'd be on what kind of drug? All kinds of drugs. Just to keep him at peace for the rest of his life. He just told me tonight he's been 2 months and hasn't taken a one of them, and he's doing good. That's the harvest of the Holy Ghost. How many like to see more of that take place around here? Thank you, man. The Holy Ghost is not going to come in here and take something and leave you empty. He's going to come in here and he's going to give you an increase of the harvest. Everywhere the Ark of the Covenant went, Obed-Edom had the Ark of the Covenant in his house. Even his goldfish looked better. Because everything the Holy Spirit touches improves. Why wouldn't you want him? I want to link up with him. The ox, let me tell you what else the ox does. The ox, this is good, eases the burden. Praise God. I think that you'd help me praise God for right now. Say, thank you, Lord, for taking my burden. Would you begin to just thank God? Lord, thank you for taking my burden. These things that have been heavy on my mind, I let you do that for me tonight in Jesus' name. How about a good amen? Amen. Amen. Jesus said, I'm strong. Take my yoke upon you. I'll be the ox. I'll be the stronger one. I love this. I've read it to you before. The Message translation or Message, whatever it is. Matthew 11:28. Are you tired or out, burned out on religion? The donkey. Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover. How many would like to go home and act like it'd be like you had a 12-hour nap? after you got out of the presence of God. No, I don't mean grumpy either. I take a 2-hour nap. I'm weeks grumpy. But how many just would like the Holy Ghost to just come in? If he just took the burden off of you, some of you would, your joy would increase by 75%. He'll come right in there and you say, I have an easy feeling. Look what he says. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Say that with me. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. One more time. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. You know, God does pretty good work. You know, tomorrow the sun's going to shine just as bright as it did today. It's going to come right up, right on time. Earth is going to keep rotating. The planets are going to keep on moving. The ozone's going to keep on thinning. Regardless of what goes on in Washington, D.C., regardless of what goes on in the United Nations, regardless of what goes on cable news, guess what? The birds are going to wake up and they're going to start singing. And they're not singing the blues. They're not saying, oh, I don't know how we're going to make it. They're singing, it's going to be a lovely day. You following me? And do you have an idea that God's stressing out in heaven? Oh my goodness, I got all these planets. What am I going to do with all these stars? I just got to name another one. I got 100,000 more. I got to name every one of them down to L. If you're carrying the burden, oh, the burden is you've linked up with the donkey. Get the donkey out of your life and get the Holy Ghost into your life and let him bear the burden. He wants to do it. Again, I know it's going to work out. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I know it will work out in Jesus' name. You've made it before. You're going to make it again. The ox eases the burden. The ox is valuable. If you owned an ox back then, it was like owning a Hummer. It was like owning the most extravagant farm vehicle. In fact, it was not just a great valuable piece of equipment, but that ox was an investment. That the longer you had that ox, and the healthier that ox was, the more valuable the ox became. I'm going to tell you tonight, the Holy Spirit, please hear this, is the most valuable presence in your life tonight. There's nothing like waking up in the morning and knowing the Holy Spirit is right there. I have no question in my mind, for those of you who link up to Him, that every day that you live this week, God has plans, God has purposes, God has ways, God has means, God has provision, God has direction, God has... every day, as your days are, so shall your strength be. Somebody shout, I like the ox. The ox sets the pace. Come on, musicians. The ox sets the pace. The ox either leads or defers. We hook up with the pace of God. There's a pace. I like a fast pace. How many of you like to go fast? You're pretty slow putting your hands up. How many of you like to drive, like if you could just drive the Autobahn up and down Route 11, how many think that'd be all right? That's where I like to go. I like to drive fast. I like to live. But you know what? Sometimes the Holy Ghost says, no, we're just going to go this pace because you're going to go fast right into an accident. You're going to go fast right into a bad scenario. You have to let me set the pace. Let God set the... Don't let anybody pressure you. That's why Paul speaks very clearly about being unequally yoked with people. As Paul makes it very clear, this is a very good example of that. Because typically, if one on-fire person is yoked up with a lukewarm person, whoever's stronger either in their fire or their lukewarmness will lead the other. Will lead the other. And typically, it's the lukewarm that leads the fire. Because people are more convicted of their lukewarmness than people are of their fire. And we've got to be careful that we get linked up with the Holy Spirit so that we don't let people slow us down from serving God or brush us into a panic of doing things that only the flesh will like. The ox is patient and is not easily startled. In life, we need to be yoked up to something that doesn't run when it's challenged. And then lastly, the ox obeys the commands, not specific voices. I need a Bible. I need a real Bible. Yeah, thank you. Amen. Yeah, thank you. You can play something upbeat. It's Sunday night, they're kind of like, I don't want to hear any more ox talk. So I'm going to get right to it. You know, a sheep must hear and know the voice of its shepherd before it responds. There's some sheep that live down here, somewhere down here. And, you know, those sheep won't respond to me because they don't know my voice. There are some horse farms around here. I can go out and talk to the horse. Hey, come here. They won't come over. But anybody can command an ox. Do you know that? Oxes are not discriminate to voices. They are sensitive to commands. Oh, come on. If you could just make yourself listen, please. The Holy Spirit is not voice sensitive. The Holy Spirit is command sensitive. He's sensitive when we speak the word of God. These are the commands of God. And whether it's a young voice or an old voice, whether you just started in faith or you've been in the faith, whether you understand everything or you don't understand anything, the moment you get up and you read the word of God and you declare the word of God over you, over your marriage, over your children, over your region, over your ministry, guess what? The Holy Ghost says, that's a language I recognize. I understand the word of the Father. And when I speak in faith, the Father gives attention to my words. And I expect the Holy Ghost to respond to my command. I don't even have to rebuke the enemy. If I quote the word, the Lord will rebuke my enemy for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, are you sick? Command the word, and the Holy Ghost brings the healing. Are you confused? Command the word, and the Holy Ghost will bring clarity. Are you stuck? Command the word, and the Holy Ghost will make you free, and free indeed. I think somebody would be grateful for the commands of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, begin to give Him better praise than that. Begin to thank Him. Whatever you're in, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with, command the word, and the ox will do the work. That's good, 40 seconds. Why don't you begin to praise Him like real Christians? Come on, like real Christians. Stop faking it. Stop trying to impress somebody. Hey, man, I thank God that there's a word for your situation. I thank God there's a word for your business. I thank God there's a word for your body. I thank God there's a word for your home. There's a word for your grandchildren. And in the name of Jesus, command the word, and the Holy Ghost will work at your command. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's stand to our feet and begin to thank God right. Come on, begin to thank God right. Thank God well. Thank God fully right now. I thank you, Lord, you're working on people's behalf as your word goes forth. Not one jot, not one tittle. If you got your Bible, lift it up. Come on. If you got your Bible, whether the book or your phone or your iPad, I don't care what it is, but get that Bible and lift it up to heaven right now. Lift that word up. I got a Bible full of promises. I got a Bible full of commands. I've got a promise book right here in my hand. And when I read it, and when I confess it, and when I quote it, I receive the power and the assistance of the Holy Spirit to work in my behalf. Now begin to thank Him right now, all over the place. All over the place. Lord, I thank you. My home will never be the same. My life will never be the same. My body will never be the same. My marriage will never be the same. My ministry will never be the same. Because I'm not linked up to the donkey of the flesh. I'm linked up to the power, the mighty power, the working power of the Holy Spirit tonight. Oh, fill us afresh and anew. I want everybody that says, I want a fresh filling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Quick, come. Stand around this altar. Quickly come. There's an urgency of the Holy Spirit tonight, I believe. I believe people are going to be refreshed, renewed, filled in the mighty name of Jesus. As you begin to get filled, you're going to have scriptures that will come to your heart and your mind, and you'll begin to see your home change. You'll begin to see your life change. You'll begin to see your people that you love change. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Marosho kora mamanda. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, you
hallelujah.
Are higher than any other. Our God is healing.
Jesus.
Awesome in power.
I pray right now.
Our God.
You will put a refreshing anointing on greater. Stephanie right now.
Our God is stronger. God, you are higher
Jesus.
Than any other.
Jesus.
Our God is healer.
Stephanie, the Holy Spirit tells me that if you take that scripture and every day, whether everybody is up or not, you either do it before they get up or you do it after they leave the house, and you walk around that house, you walk into every room and you find scriptures and you start quoting the Word of God, you start confessing the Word of God, guess what? The Holy Ghost says, I understand that command. It's not your tone of voice. It's not your volume, whether you're loud or soft. It's not whether you sing it or say it. It's not whether your grammar is all that. That moves people, but that is not what moves the Holy Ghost. It's the Word of God coming from heaven. And when you just begin to speak that word, guess what's happening? The Holy Ghost, like an ox, is coming in and he's breaking up the fallow ground. He's coming in and he's moving the walls and he's breaking the boulders and he's going into the hard places and where there used to be fruit, fruit's coming back in the name of Jesus Christ. It's going to happen because you command the Word, and the Holy Ghost makes the Word work for you. Now, in the name of Jesus, the Bible does not put to question whether everyone can be filled. The Bible says, he that thirst shall be filled. She that thirst shall be filled. And I'm convicted of this tonight. I'm ready for the works that God does be totally the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing. That's what how many are ready for just some Spirit-built stuff? Spirit-made connections. Like something happened, nobody could take credit for it. That was what the Holy Spirit did. That was the Holy Spirit. That was pretty spectacular. You don't have to walk out and say it was loud. You don't have to walk out and say it was exciting. You don't have to walk out and say anybody ran over the balcony. But you walk out and you say, now that I know, no donkey could have done that. That donkey preacher couldn't do that. That had to be the ox. Now let me talk to you, everybody in the altar. I believe the people in the seats. The altar's full tonight. So let me just say this to you. One. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to live at a dimension and a level that takes your limitations out of the picture, because he's a God of no limitations. Colossians said, set your mind on these things. See, too often we think about what we can do, but when the Spirit of God comes, he begins to show us what he can do. And I'm pretty sure he can do more than any of us can do altogether in our best day. Now, I'm going to pray a prayer that I know God will answer if you will receive and yield. I'm going to pray that God would fill every one of you fresh with the Holy Spirit, number one. Because there's something about a meeting when everybody that is filled is flowing. Secondly, some of you are not, and that's fine. But I want to say something to you that I'm learning. Been leading people on this, is that I always used to just say, now praise the Lord, 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 now praise the Lord. But I'll tell you something. As much as I've tried, I've never been able to say two things at once. Now, my wife can think of 8 things at once. I can only say and think 1 thing at once. But I think a lot of people never get filled with the Holy Spirit because God doesn't like to interrupt us. Right? Hallelujah, praise Jesus, praise God, mighty God, big God, help my football team, Lord, 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 Lord. And God's like, I'm trying to say something through you, but you're busy talking. Does that make sense to anybody? Is it my green shirt that makes you stare at me? Thank you. It is a nice shirt. Jesus has already promised to fill you with the Holy Spirit. So we're not saying, oh Lord, will you do it? You begin to say, thank you, Lord, that you are doing it. Now we're going to begin to praise God. And some of you, this is going to seem so strange. But when I pray that God would fill you in the name of Jesus, He's doing it. It is your job to say that everything that God puts in your mind. This is not mind control. This is not weirdness whatsoever. Everything I've said to you tonight came through my mind. Everything you say this week came through your mind. So the Holy Spirit will speak things into your spirit, through your mind, and out your mouth. And they say, well, people won't understand what I'm saying. That's the point. You're not talking to them. You're talking to Him. And He's going to put Rosetta Stone down in your mind right now. And He's going to give you a heavenly language that gains access to the riches of heaven. And I'm telling you, your prayer life is going to take off like a rocket. So now I'm going to pray that. And then everybody that's already been filled, you just begin to pray as the Holy Spirit leads you. If you have not been filled, you begin to just say the words the Holy Spirit puts in your mind. Those are not from the devil. I think you just convinced us. No, you're a child of God. Those are words that God is putting into you, and He's teaching you like a baby. I prayed for a man this morning after service was over. I said, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, they told me I was when I was a little kid. All right? I said the same thing to him. I said, when you begin to pray, you stop talking what you think and you start saying what the Holy Spirit puts in your mind. And immediately he began to speak like a baby, and then he began to speak like somebody from another country that had grown up there. I was so blessed. Tears began to run down the face of this big old rugged guy. I believe God will do that for everybody that's here tonight. Do you believe that God will do that for everybody that's here tonight? If you're hungry, it will happen. Jesus, I come to you tonight and I thank you for the promises of your word. I thank you that you are with us here tonight. I thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit. Beside our salvation, we've never received anything better in our life than this precious infilling and overflow of the Holy Spirit in power. So God, in a moment, we're going to yield our hearts and our tongue and our mind to you, and you're going to begin to pray through us, and we receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. Do you believe it? Come on, say a good amen in Jesus' name. Now begin to pray as the Spirit leads you right now. Just begin to pray as the Spirit leads you. It's an altar. It's a church. It's not strange. It's the house of prayer. It's what we do. Hey, carroso, corra, babasete. Amen. The first thing God puts in your mind, now say it and pray it unto the Lord. You're not talking to man. I'm not running my ear near your mouth. I don't need to hear you. You begin to pray. Yeah, hallelujah. Marro socorra mande. Well, I'm just going to let... God's not going to open your mouth. You're going to have to open your mouth. You open your mouth. God's not going to do it. You're not a puppet. But you open your mouth and begin to speak what He says. And you say it, He'll give you more. You say more, and He'll give you more. You say more, and He'll give you more. You say more, and He'll give you more. You say, what if the devil can't baptize on the Holy Ghost? That's a lie. It's not your flesh. Your flesh can't do it. This is a gift from God. Let's have an old-fashioned prayer meeting. Let's have an old-fashioned... Come on, old folks. Come on, saints. Come on, those of you that have been born in this. Come on, begin to practice. And let that flow right now. In the name of Jesus. As you do, healing comes. As you do, deliverance comes. As you do, household salvation comes. In Jesus' name.
Just pray, folks. Just pray. This is what they did in the Old, in the New Testament. They prayed. They prayed until they were shaken. Prayed until they were moved. Prayed till heaven came down. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we love you. Mare Sika Rama. We come in the name of Jesus. We link up with the Holy Ghost by praying in the Holy Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, when I pray in the Holy Ghost, I get increase. I get harvest. I get ease. I get pace. I get strength. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Woo, shima rebe ketenda dora. Itakarama rama mamanda. Keroborondo, the victory is going to be won when you pray in the Spirit, because you've linked to a greater God. You've linked to the great God. You've disconnected from your weakness and you've connected to His strength. You've disconnected from your confusion and you've connected to His confidence. You've disconnected from your depression and you've connected to His victory. You have disconnected from your weakness and you've connected to His ability. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be free. In the name of Jesus, be elevated in the glorious power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Haroshura mama mande. Are you weary? Are you heavy laden? Come on, link up with the Holy Spirit. Let Him lift the burden. Hallelujah. Let Him break the fetters. Oh, let Him make it easy. Come, Holy Spirit, and make it happen. There is a river that flows from deep within. Let this mighty river of God flow right now to you.
Come to these waters.
That's the presence of God.
There is a vast
feel, I pray right
supply.
Now. Come and mess some things up for you. Well, there is
a fountain that frees the soul from sin.
Let the ox of God shake some things loose. He's going to ease the burden. What you've been longing for God to do, He'll do in a moment, in an evening. A miracle moment comes to you when the power of God comes in a meeting like this. Well, there is a river. praise, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. More valuable than the touch of heaven on our lives tonight. We never want to be the same, God, after any encounter with you. God, we never want to be the same. We never want to be the same. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, help us tonight. Help us tonight. Fill us more and more of that power tonight. No more pain, no more pressure, no more fear. Faith, boldness in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus can do this. Did you hear me? I said Jesus can do this. Hallelujah. I'm just, you know, God is here. Praise God. He wants to restore some people. wants to help somebody. It's not too late. Come on, I said it's not too late. Somebody walked in here saying it was too late. But the Holy Spirit says He can restore what the cankerworm has eaten. If you're new, that's all right. He can restore the time that's been stolen. I said that if God can restore time, He can restore anything. Is anybody came tonight and you said, man, I just feel like it's too late for something. There's something I've been dealing with and it just seemed like it's too late. Jesus. Praying for that boy. I want just to pray right here. Just pray right here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These precious parents have a boy that constantly on their mind. But guess what? As strong as that thing that's been pulling them away is, it's not nearly as strong as the power of the ox. You're going to see it happen and you're going to say, now that was God. You're not going to be able to credit anybody for what He's going to do in your son. He's been building walls, but guess what? The ox breaks down walls. He was built for it. It feels like there's hard ground in that boy's heart, but guess what? The ox is built to break it. He's a D9. Let's pray together for this son. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord. There's a soul here that's about to be rescued. There's a soul here that's about to be salvaged. And everything that's been coming against him to damage him, to harden him, to hurt him, I thank you, Lord, greater are you that's in us than the thing that's in the world. I pray that this boy tonight, in the name of Jesus, makes an encounter with you, has an encounter with you, the living God, has an encounter with you, the mighty God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against him is going to prosper because we are children of the Most High God. And I say today, this day, salvation comes afresh and anew to your house. With joy, God is going to begin to arrange and rearrange. You can't do it. The flesh can't produce it. But the Spirit of God not only has been doing it, still does it. And in the name of Jesus, it's not too late. I claim that boy to not just serve you, but be filled with this same power that these precious parents are filled with tonight. If you believe God answers prayer over our children, let's thank God for it right now. Let's thank God that He does it. We're going to see it happen. Praise God. It's going to be an easy thing for the Lord to do for you. You just got to let Him set the pace. You got to let God set the pace. Don't lean on your own understanding, but lean on the direction of the Holy Spirit. The God of increase comes to you tonight. Amen. In a supernatural way, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Who needs healing in your body? Quick, stand across here. Come quickly. I need a healing in my body. Stand right here. Amen. Hello. What's your name, honey? McKenna? Oh, God bless you, McKenna. Who did you come with? Where's your mom? Hi, okay. That's your, what's that? Misty, come on over. Come on over. Stand with McKenna. You need healing? Yeah. Step right up here with McKenna. Step right up here. You want prayer, honey? All right. You stand right here, right between these two nice ladies. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Are these the folks? Come, let's lay hands on these folks that are right here. We believe right now in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit can do anything. In Jesus' name. No sickness nor disease stays in your body. We agree together tonight. You are healed to the glory of God. By His stripes, you are healed. Lord, you said if we would command your word, you sent your word and healed our disease. We know what the word has to say. So God, we agree with what you've written in that precious word. And we know when we pray it, when we speak it, when we believe it, we have the backing of the Holy Spirit, the giver of every good and perfect gift. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, for the healing of Stephanie's body. Every blood vessel, every muscle, every nerve strength comes to your body. Where there was weakness, healing and strength comes to you right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed, be well, be whole in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for Angel right now in the name of Jesus. There's no infection stronger than the blood of Jesus Christ. So God, I pray that you'll minister her leg health, complete healing right now. God, she's going to get up and going to walk on that leg tomorrow. We're believing tonight in the name of Jesus. Touch this precious little girl in the name of Jesus. God, this is not, nobody's too young to be healed. No one's too little to need the healer. God, we believe that this little body receives strength. Amen. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, we bring healing to her in Jesus' name. I pray that you'll touch this body. God, what man cannot do, what man cannot produce, we believe we serve a God that can do absolutely anything. This is your doing, Lord. This is your doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Nothing is too hard for your God tonight. And we believe it, God, with our faith united, standing on the word of God. We expect results in this body. Let there be healing power flowing right now. Touch Harry tonight. We thank you that Jesus, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing is too hard for our God. Be well. Be healed, be strengthened in your body in Jesus' mighty name. Touch McKenna tonight. Lord, let this little body be strengthened by the power of Jesus' name. There's no name greater than your name, no name mightier than your name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Touch Beth. God, I curse every sickness and disease. I break it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be strong, be well in Jesus' name. God, I pray that there be healing in this body. No infirmity. No need for weakness, but God's strength comes in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we don't believe in a moment, for a moment, that you make us sick. But God, you do. We do believe you make us well. And we stand on the word of God, and we speak the word of God, and we know that it is finished. Not one jot, not one tittle will pass away, but it will come to pass in your life tonight, and we declare it to be done. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Touch Cheryl, I pray. Let that healing flow come to her right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Let that healing gift come. And let this body be strong. No need to be sick going on this trip. Going in health, going in strength. In Jesus' name. Touch Jody. I believe your body gets well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Only healing, only strength. In Jesus' name. Let's give God thanks that he's answering our prayer tonight for our brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you find somebody to pray with right there, right near you, and just pray that the flow of the Holy Spirit in our church increases like never before. Begin to pray. Lord, I pray for the outpouring of your Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, more of your presence. More of your mighty anointing. God, you know exactly what he needs. I don't know what his week looks like, but you do, and you begin to fill right now to overflowing. Fill to overflowing. We want more of you, more than we've ever had before. God, we've not even gone to the beginning, God, of what you have for your people. So God, let there be supernatural abundance of your presence, your Spirit in his life. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. That's my brother today. Lord, I pray for the outpouring of your Spirit of strength, of peace, Lord. I pray that you'll increase his faith. You said when we pray in the Spirit, we're increasing our faith. God, as he prays this week and spends time with you, that God, he moves into the power of your Spirit, mighty power of your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch Ron, I pray. Hallelujah. More, God, to hear your voice, to flow in the power of your Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, be empowered by, be equipped by the power of the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit.
Come fill this place and fill me.